So we're going to use that rewarding with love as the basis for our meditation. And the fact that Lee answered the previous question of something that you do, you talk to yourselves every day. So let's use this opportunity to communicate to the organs of our beautiful body. I invite you to close your eyes, and as you allow your breathing to become more relaxed, it communicates a signal that you are in a safe place. And in that safe place, focus your attention and your awareness on your heart, your beautiful heart that continues to beat whether you consciously think of it or not. And we're just going to send a wave of love and gratitude to our heart. Feel, sense, visualize, imagine a bubble of love surrounding your heart. And let us move to the lungs of our body. Each breath we take comes from our lungs. And I ask you to feel, sense, imagine, or visualize a bubble of love surrounding your lungs so that you can send that wave of love, appreciation, gratitude to that organ. And bring your awareness down to your kidneys. Your kidneys that are filtering out through your body, eliminating through the water and working with you in that water channel of your body. And visualize, feel, sense, or imagine a bubble of love surrounding your kidneys and sending them a wave of love, gratitude, appreciation for the role they play in purifying your body. And let us shift our attention to the liver. How amazing is this organ, the liver, that filters our body from the toxins that may occur. It's constantly working behind the scenes for us. And I invite you to feel, sense, or imagine or visualize a bubble of love surrounding your liver. And just send that wave of love, gratitude, appreciation to your liver. And finally, let us shift our awareness and attention and focus to our brain, our beautiful brain that has the wonderful synapse and communication to all the other organs within our body. Our brain is the supercomputer processing all the information. And we're going to surround our brain with a bubble of love. And in that wave of gratitude and love that we send to the brain, we also ask now that this bubble of love surrounding that brain softens the intellect and logic so that we can now receive intuitive guided messages from Kryon without the filters that normally accompany a brain, the filters of survival, the filters of knowledge, the filters of logic. That brain we have is surrounded by that bubble of love, and through that bubble of love, we now allow that full body experience to receive the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. In light of the answer to the question that has preceded this channeling and meditation, and in light of what was presented in the meditation, it is all metaphoric. The right time, the right place for what I am going to tell you now. It has to do with transformation of one thing to another. In the real world, the liver protects you. It takes the toxins and transforms them so that you can continue living. Your brain interprets energies, helps you to survive. And all of these things would be transformative organs, perhaps more. What is needed on this planet right now is transformative energy to go from something that is toxic to something that is love, something that is beautiful. I'm going to speak on that. I have another request for those who are just hearing this channel, perhaps, for the first time. There are three others that I wish you to listen to before this one. It will make far more sense to you, dear ones, if you do. They'll all be available for you to find. This is a series that I have started. And the series is working with the seeds of the Creator. And those seeds, we have told you, are currently inside you. They came in with you. And they have been with you since you were born. This is all metaphoric. Those seeds aren't really seeds. They mean something else. What they are beautiful, core divine concepts specifically designed to be planted when it's right. Did you get that? They represent concepts of core truth, you might say, given by the original star seeds, the benevolent ones, the ascended ones that are part of your DNA. This particular channel will not make sense unless you have heard at least the one before this. We invited you to realize that you have more than 23 chromosome pairs. You have 24. The 24th one has been hidden from you because it is seemingly invisible to three-dimensionality. Like all things multidimensional, you cannot see them. One of the greatest, I would say, effects of your life is invisible. You cannot see it. Gravity. It's enormous. It affects everything you do. It affects walking from one person place to another. Every person knows this. You can't see it. Even scientists have struggled to identify its structure. It's a multidimensional source. Gravity. There are many multidimensional things on this planet that you cannot see, but they are acknowledged. Another big one, magnetism. You cannot see it. But it is part of all that is, all the motors that you've ever designed. It's involved almost everywhere in your technology. It's invisible. You have a 24th pair of chromosomes. It's multidimensional. It's invisible. It represents that from the star seeds. And last week, we ask you to plant those seeds on this planet so humanity would start to realize, activate, and wake up to these truths. And why did I ask you to do that then? Because it's time. There has never been this particular energy on the earth. You might say this earth is pregnant with light, ready to birth light. And in the process, there must be a transformative energy that comes from the implantation of the 24th pair. Imagine for a moment that you have a seed that is planted that gives you the ability to understand a language. If that seed was not planted, if you didn't have that ability to understand the language, and then someone came along speaking that language, you wouldn't know it. But if you've had the implantation of the teaching of the language, you would understand them. That's what this is about. This fourth channeling of the month, that's what this is about. You must have planted the language instructor. You must understand that you have this 24th pair and that it starts to open up and blossom and have the light and understanding, where humanity itself may not understand the particulars or the spirituality, but they will certainly understand that they are now in a place they were not a few years ago. What's next is to plant the seeds of transformation. Taking the language of the 24th pair, that is the core spiritual knowledge that infuses itself to humanity slowly, and then you start to filter that which is toxic. That which is toxic. Toxicity, dear ones, is the negativity, the energy of the past, the old history, war. It's toxic to humanity. All the other things, the non-appreciation of the earth, is toxic to humanity. And so you're going to, right now, visualize implanting seeds that you have had with you all along, which is just awakened due to the 24th pair activation from last week. And you awaken to starting to filter out, convert, transform thoughts, actions, ideas, concepts, which were part of your grandfather's world. And instead, they are starting to be replaced automatically with concepts that go beyond what anything ever thought that humanity would do. Erase war, have a consensus of what they truly want on the planet. That they don't want that kind of thing that they've had. The divisions that are ruining lives. The divisions of ideas that create wars. Humanity will never be of one ilk, of one thought. There will always be some who want this and some who want that. But in general, you can count on humanity all raising its hands and saying, we know what we don't want. We don't want what we had. We don't want what our grandfathers saw and their grandfathers and mothers saw. We want the softness of love that we equate with the feminine. We want Mother Earth to be a mother to us, not a thing we walk on. We want Mother and Father Sky and Earth to mean something more to us than just words. We want the ideas and the elements of love, perhaps, to imbue themselves into our everyday lives so we look at people different and things different and ideas different, so there is more kindness. That's what you're doing. Dear ones, that doesn't simply come with the territory. That has to be worked with. You are planting the seeds right now of transformative energy so that humanity itself will start to filter out the toxins of the past. This is a new age, dear one. And that has nothing to do with religion. That is a new way of thinking about your own planet, about your own world, and starting to realize what is toxic for your mind and for your body that you will leave behind, because now you have the tools of understanding and filtering, and that will change everything. This whole series about planting the seeds that you had from birth, that you simply carried around waiting for the time, this whole series, I would love you to listen to more than one time. because I'll say it again, right now for you, right now, is a time that has never occurred on this planet like this. Never. It's why you came, expecting it to be the way it is. And so it is.